If you would, please stand and join us in singing the chorus.
Recording in progress.
I Surrender All, page 354.
Yeah, we need to start using the hymnal today because we don't have the PowerPoint ready to go. So please use the hymnals.
I Surrender All.
354, just the chorus only.
I surrender all, I surrender all to Thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all, I surrender all, I surrender all to Thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all.
Please be seated. Good morning and welcome to Piedmont United Methodist Church on this fall Sunday, October 24th. We are still in the Pentecost season. We are on the 22nd Sunday after Pentecost. God has given us another day to live in this world, and also He has given us the opportunity to gather in His name with the other children of God and worship and praise God together in this place and also online. We thank God for the gift of life along with all the blessings that God gives us in our lives. The announcements are listed in the second page in your bulletin. If you can follow that with me, those are the regular items that we go through. The Georgia Mountain Food Bank still available for your donations and items that you can donate to that cause. And the Joy of the Journey book is available, which will benefit our mission work through this church. The address is listed there for your mailing for checks or any other communication to the church. The rest of the items are listed there. We have next Sunday, the last Sunday of the month, we celebrate as the celebration Sunday for anniversaries and birthdays. Please join us for community lunch after that. After service, we'll have lunch at the fellowship hall. Let us rejoice together with all the celebrations that we have for the for this month, next Sunday. The charge conference is scheduled for today at 4 o'clock. There are a couple of people that will be attending at the Gainesville First United Methodist Church. Those who have registered will also be able to join online through Zoom. Not Zoom, it's a webcast. So you should have already received a link for those who have registered online for online conference. The cooking class and the art classes are scheduled for the second and third Saturdays of the month, listed there, 13th and the 20th. Please join and have fun and fellowship for those. And the third Thursday lunch fellowship will be on November 18th at 1 p.m. at Golden Corral. How did it go this week?
We had 5 people.
Very good. You can join them at Golden Corral, and it's a time for fun and fellowship aside from other things that we do. Our fall craft sale is, the date is still not announced. We are still working on it. Our Jan and Margaret are the contacts for it. Do you have any update on it?
Yeah. A lady named Bobby used to come to this church. Her husband has generous. Harry drips a little. Harry's been doing his wood and stuff. But we don't want to just everybody has to come and work. We can do this and have a good time and bring us together. So if you can come for an hour, come for an hour.
And next Saturday. At 10 o'clock.
At 10.
The fellowship hall. Please join us for that craft preparation, and we'll decide on a time and a date for the sale afterwards. So let's have a work day together next Saturday.
If anybody and everybody, what your thoughts are. We would do it the Saturday after Thanksgiving, okay? That's conflicting with a Black Friday and maybe, you know, the sales and stuff. The other thing is to go Saturday previous to that, but that doesn't leave us much time.
Okay.
So
we'll figure out a date.
We're open to suggestions.
Okay. Yeah, so we'll have a good time next Saturday, so please join us on that craft preparation work day. The attendance and collections are listed there for your continued prayer and participation for the ministry of this church. As we come closer to the end of the year, as you know, we are next, after 1 week, we are going into November and December. Keep our church in our prayers, particularly finances. If you look at there, we are about close to about $8,000 behind our budget. So this is a time that we take usually our finances and close things out. So please remember the church in your contributions and in your prayers during this time. Are there any other announcements? If there are no other announcements, let us continue to worship God together. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. If you are able, please stand for the opening hymn. Hymn number 155, please take up your hymnals. We will sing verses 1, 4, and 6. Let us pray. Eternal and loving God, we thank you for your manifold blessings and grace that you shower upon us as we live our life in this world. You have given us a life in this world as a gift, not only to honor your name but also to be a blessing in this world. Thank you for your protection, care, and all the good gifts that we receive every morning. Your mercies are new, and your faithfulness is new every morning. We come before you, Lord, today and acknowledge you as our God, and we thank you for your grace and redemption that you have shown to us because of your Son Jesus Christ, who came to this world, died and rose from the dead, and who will be coming again to rule as King and Lord forever. We look forward to that glorious hope, one day that we will be all together in your kingdom. And we thank you for the privilege that you have given us together to be part of your kingdom. As we come before you today, we pray that you will give us the grace to worship you in truth and in spirit, with all the saints around this world and in heaven, and also angels who praise you and adore you. We come before you as your children, Lord, with open hearts and open minds and open doors, that we can be a shining light for you in this world, in the days that you have given us to live in this world. Thank you for joining us together today in church and also online. Bless us with your presence today in all the things that we do, in our songs, in our prayers, in the meditation of the word, that we will give you honor and glory, and you will bless our people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
It's our fellowship time now. If you are able, please stand up and greet each other in Christian love. Sing 472, if you can turn to your hymnals. We will do verses 1 and 3.
Jesus, first bring
will be going to the responsive reading. If you are able, stand and open up your hymnals to Psalm 80. It is on page 801. We'll read 1 through 7. Page 801, please stand if you are able.
Everybody got it? Say amen.
Amen.
Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, you who led Joseph like a flock, you who are enthroned upon the cherubim, shine forth. In the presence of Ephraim and Benjamin and Manasseh, stir up your might and come to save us.
Restore us, O God, let your face shine, that we may be saved.
O Lord, God of hosts, how long will you be angry with your people's prayers?
You have fed them with the bread of tears,
and given them tears to drink in full measure. You made us the scorn of our neighbors, and our enemies laugh among themselves.
Restore us, O God of hosts, let your face shine, that we may be saved.
The word of God for the peoples of God.
Thanks be to God. Please be seated. As we come before God with our prayer time, we'll share our prayers of concerns and blessings together as a church family and lift them up to the Lord. Help us. Hey Gail, good morning. So let us be thankful to God for all the blessings that we receive from our God. Our life is a gift from God. And every day that God gives us in this world is a gift. And we'll take it as we receive it. We don't have any complaints because it's a gift. So please go to God in prayer with all the gratefulness that we can give to God. Be thankful for whatever we have. We may not like some of the things, we may like some things. But it's all from God and it's all a gift from God. So let us be thankful. The opportunity that God gave us together as a church to come together is a great blessing. And He gave us the strength and health in our bodies to get up this morning. And a lot of people could not do that this morning. So let us be thankful for that. And also for the blessings that He gives us in our everyday life. At the same time, many of us have issues with us and concerns and burdens, particularly in our bodies. Many of us are broken with sicknesses. Let us continue to pray for others as well. The prayer items, the regular prayer items are listed at the back of the bulletin. Let us continue to pray for these items listed there. Particularly, we want to remember Martha in our prayer this week. She had a second session of her chemo on Wednesday, and she's not really doing well with this time. But let us continue to pray for her and keep her in our prayers so that she can get back to normal. It's once a month now, which is some time she can recover before the next one. Let us pray that God will bring miraculous healing for her cancer. And also heard that Jack is still doing okay a little bit, but let's keep Jack in our prayers, and also Linda. Please keep both of them in our prayers and for peace in their lives. I know Bob is here today. Thank you for joining us, Bob, in church today, and we'll continue to keep you in our prayers.
Pastor, he's having some problems with his leg. He actually slept, walked, fell, and his leg, he's messed up his leg and fall. He's having a lot of trouble with his leg. So
oh, really? Oh.
For his leg, that would be wonderful.
Nothing broken, I hope.
No, nothing broken.
Because he's still walking, which is great. It's always great to see you. Keep Miss Lou in our prayers.
Yes, because
Well, they found out what was wrong with my heart this week, but it's going to, so far they're going to try, start trying to control it with medication first. So
keep her in our prayers.
That's a blessing. At least we know what's going on.
Are there any other prayer requests or blessings to share? Yes, Jan.
Family up north, especially for her, because she is so seriously ill.
Let us keep family of Jan in the north, in New York, I believe, then in New York, in our prayers during this condition of their COVID, that God will touch them and heal them. Let's continue to pray for the COVID pandemic, as we are in a very tumultuous situation. Nobody knows what is right and what is wrong. And the sad thing that I am praying about is that people are getting upset with the medical professionals. They can only do so much. And they are getting attacked. Nurses are getting picked on. They didn't do anything wrong. They were there to support us when we needed help. And they are burned out too, many of them. So on top of that, a lot of them are getting different kinds of harassments at work. So please keep them in our prayers. And if we don't have a support system in medically, we are in trouble. So let us keep our doctors and nurses and our medical technicians and all the people who work behind the scenes to bring this pandemic to an end. Also, let us please pray for our country. National leaders, our president, and all the governors of the states who make decisions on a daily basis, that God will give them the wisdom to guide them in the future and make good decisions. Our charge conference is set for today. There's a bunch of churches in this district will be gathering together. Let us pray for that also. It's at 4 o'clock as they make decisions about churches in the future of the church in the coming year. Let us pray that God will give them the guidance, the leaders, the district superintendent, and the bishop to do the right things as we look forward to another year. Any other prayer items or call outs, prayer requests? If not, let us go to God in prayer and have a few moments of silent prayer, and then I will close with a summarized prayer. Let us pray. Jesus said, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you." Loving God, we thank you for your grace and mercy that supports us every day, Lord. We come before you as your children and thank you for the gift of life with all the joys and blessings that come with it. Thank you for covering us with your love and protection every day. You are keeping us safe even through this dangerous world that we live every day. It is only because of your protection that we are alive today. And we thank you for that. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to be in this world, to share your love and compassion and care to others. Help us, Lord, to be faithful in whatever opportunities that you have given us to share your love. At the same time, we come before you. Many of us are broken in our bodies and many of us are broken in our souls and in our spirit. When we are tired, you are our support and strength. When we are lonely, you are our loving friend. And when we find ourselves helpless, you give us the help and strength that we need for our lives. We lift up all those who need your protection and guidance and comfort and peace at this time. Particularly we pray for healing for many of our members of the church that we know and we do not know, many people who are suffering in various ways. We particularly pray for Martha as she has taken the second chemo treatment this week. We pray for your continued guidance and support for her and give her the strength and the health in her body and also give her the peace in her soul and spirit. Pray for Rich also to be blessed with your touch and healing and bless them as a family with your presence. We also pray for Jack as he is struggling with various medical issues, and we pray for Linda as well, who takes care of him. It's a difficult time that they are going through now. But we know that you are with them. Touch them, Lord. Touch him with your healing hand and give him the strength in his body. Especially give him peace in his heart. And give him the hope. And thank you for the faith that you have given to both of them. The strength of faith that they can trust in you in every situation. Bless them together, Lord, with your presence and peace every day. We pray for Miss Lou as we heard about her condition. Whatever she is going through, you know better than any doctors or nurses, Lord. We pray that you will touch her with your healing hand and heal her completely, Lord. Above all, let your will be done. We pray for peace in her life and also in their families, Lord. We thank you that you brought Bob today here also, even with his frail body and condition. Thank you for the gift that you have given to be him to be here and rejoicing together with us in the fellowship here. Bless him, Lord, especially his leg that is hurt. Give him complete recovery, Lord, and without any complications, that he can recover back to normal. Pray for Kathy as well. Bless both of them together with your presence and peace every day. We pray for the family of Jan that we heard about, affected by the COVID in New York. We pray that you will touch them and heal them, Lord, according to your time and grace and mercy. We commit them into your hands. We trust you in your promises that when we unite in prayer and pray for healing, you will answer our prayers and heal our dear ones. We pray for your grace and mercy upon them and touch them and heal them, Lord. We pray for all of those who are affected like that, that we know and we don't know of. Touch them, Lord, and heal them according to your grace and mercy. Lord, we pray for our country as a whole as we go through a difficult time. We are confused and we don't know where to turn to for real news and real information. But we know that you have a plan in the midst of all of this. We pray for our national leaders, our president, our cabinet members and governors of the state and various people who make decisions. Particularly, we lift up our medical professionals into your hands. They are going through a tough time, Lord. In the past 2 years or so, they have been struggling, and some of them are burned out, some of them are impatient now, Lord. We pray that your grace be upon them and support them. Yes. Help us, Lord, to be compassionate to them and caring and loving to them because they have a difficult job in front of them. Bless us, Lord, to be patient in whatever way we can, to be caring and compassionate to each other and respect each other, Lord. We pray for all those service workers, our mailmen, our delivery people, and the trash workers, and all those people who work day and night, putting their lives at risk. We pray for their safety and also their continued service that we can enjoy in the days to come. Bless us together, Lord, as a country to lift up your name and lead the world. We pray that you will be with us as a church. Help us to do your mission in this community and around the world that you have given us to do faithfully in all the opportunities that you have given us to do. Guide us, Lord, in the future as we plan for the next year with your wisdom and guidance that we will be blessed and we will be doing your work faithfully in this community and around the world. In all things we do, help us, Lord, to do it for your glory and your glory alone. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come forward and take up the offering, please. Stand for the doxology.
Praise God.
God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Let us pray. Every good and perfect gift comes from above, down from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. Loving God, we thank you for all the manifold blessings that you shower upon us, including our financial and physical and material blessings. We thank you for the opportunity that you have given us together to bring a portion of what you have given us back to you, Lord. Use this offering for your glory and the blessing of this world. Help us, Lord, to be faithful in everything that we do, including our giving, so that we can be faithful stewards of your abundance in this world. We thank you for all those who were able to give today, and pray for those who could not give today. Love them all, Lord, and remember them in your mercy and grace. Be with us as we continue to worship, so that we will be lifted up with your word today as we meditate on it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
As you remain standing, we will read the scripture today. It is taken from the book of 1 Kings, chapter 19, verses 1 through 10.
Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, and how he had killed all the prophets with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah, saying, "So may the gods do to me, and more also, if I do not make your life like the one of them by this time tomorrow." Then he was afraid. He got up and fled for his life, and came to Beersheba, which belongs to Judah. He left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness, and came and sat down under a solitary broom tree. He asked that he might die. "It is enough now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am no better than my ancestors." Then he lay down under the broom tree and fell asleep. Suddenly an angel touched him and said to him, "Get up and eat." He looked, and there at his head was a cake baked on hot stones and a jar of water. He ate and drank and lay down again. The angel of the Lord came a second time, touched him, and said, "Get up and eat, otherwise the journey will be too much for you." He got up and ate and drank. Then he went in the strength of that food 40 days and 40 nights to Horeb, the Mount of God. At that place he came to a cave and spent the night there. Then the word of the Lord came to him, saying, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" He answered, "I have been very zealous for the Lord, the God of hosts, for the Israelites have forsaken your covenant, thrown down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. I alone am left, and they are seeking my life to take it away." Word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of your word, which is life and spirit, that we can experience in our lives. As we come before you, Lord, we pray for your grace and mercy, so that we can be filled with your power of your word. Bless us, Lord, and illumine our souls and in our spirit, so that we can receive your word with obedience and humility. As your children, we are given the gift of your word to experience it in our lives, Lord. Open our hearts so that it will become life and spirit in us, and also it will be a blessing to others through us. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So we have been looking at the lives of many heroes of faith. We looked at the life of Jonah. And this is another prophet, Prophet Elijah, a major prophet, a great prophet. With a lot of strength and the might and power that he did while he was in this world. And one of the people who have been taken alive from this world without seeing death, he was taken to heaven in chariots of fire at the end of his life. That's what we read about the end of his life. So he was a man of God who appeared in history from nowhere. And that we read in the first book of 1 Kings, we read about his origin was just lifted as a man from Tishbe, a place in Israel at that time. And that's about what we know. We don't know his parents, we don't know his background. But God called him and used him and for a particular mission to prophesy God's word to the people at that time. And he has been mentioned many times in the New Testament, particularly many people, many Jewish people learned and believed that Elijah is going to come back again because he never saw death. So he'll come back and die again in this world. That's what they're looking or they're believing. So then when they saw Jesus and even John the Baptist doing miracles and proclaiming the good news and also the message of repentance, they thought it was Elijah the second time coming back. But they announced and they acknowledged that themselves that they are not Elijah. And the theologians, many of them are saying that we will have Elijah coming back again one day. That's what many theologians still teach and believe. So he is a very important historical figure. One of the things that I like him, he was a good weatherman. If you look at the weather people of our days, because he prayed for rain. And he said it's going to rain, and it did rain. That was 100% forecast. How many people can do that? Nobody can, you know, right? In the book of James, when he talks about prayer, James writes like this, Elijah was a man, a human being, even as we are, he prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain in the land for 3.5 years. And again he prayed, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth produced its crops. So he could do 100% forecast of when rain comes and when rain is not going to come. Not like the weatherman, you know, the weatherman that used boasted like this, I am 90% right 10% of the time. So what good is that? 90% right, 10% of the time. That's what our weathermen do. Ridiculous statement. But 100% rain, that's what Prophet Elijah did, and it did rain. So the story behind it is that Ahab, the king at that time of Israel, got married to Jezebel, an idol worshipper. And you know when that happens, when you do, a believer and a non-believer, particularly a believer from another faith completely opposite to each other, Ahab knew better than that, getting married to somebody like Jezebel from another Gentile who worshipped the idols. But you know that things are not going well there. Many times people think that you can get married and win a soul by getting married. But as pastors we know, from the statistics are against it. Usually, the idol worshippers win you over to the other side many times.
Amen.
So be careful with that. But Ahab was doing that, and God was not pleased. And God was trying to correct him through many different ways, and he would not listen. And he was also joining the idol worship of his wife. And that's when God called the prophet Elijah from nowhere and said, I want to send a message to the king. If you don't change your ways, God is going to intervene. And there is going to be a big drought. And there's going to be famine in the land. Because you are living a wrong life and you are worshipping idols against the living God. So there was, King Ahab was full of power, particularly his wife Jezebel was full of power as well. You know, when the king is powerful, the wife is probably more powerful sometimes, right? You see that. And Jezebel was, controlling everything, even though Ahab was making decisions. But most of the decisions were influenced by an idol worshipper, Jezebel. So here comes Prophet Elijah, and he goes to the king and said, God is displeased with you. And there is going to be a big famine coming, a drought coming. And there will not be rain for several years. And we read later on that it was 3.5 years. And the king did not listen to it. Rather, he started ridiculing and mocking at the prophet. But lo and behold, it happened. And then what did the king do? The king got angry at the messenger. That's what we do. When we don't like bad news, we try to shoot the messenger. Isn't that what we usually say? And we say that a lot, but we still shoot the messengers. Because we like to hear what we want to hear. But the reality and the truth is what we are supposed to proclaim and announce as people of God. It is not what people want to hear, but it is about what God wants us to speak to this world with conviction. Amen. And strength and faith. That is what the children of God and the ministry of our church today is. The reason why we are going through a lot of troubles and difficulties and problems are because our churches are becoming weaker and weaker. We may see mega churches with thousands of people gathering together. But preaching and teaching with a conviction and giving full obedience to the truth of the Word of God is getting rarer and rarer. Amen. That's what the time, similar time in Elijah's time. So that is, there are songs like that, you know, times like Elijah's Amen. Time. We are in a situation like that. It is gospel, prosperity gospels and good news gospels, oh, where yes. the Amen. Pleasing gospels, where we people want to hear and be pleased with the preacher because he said the right things, because we like yes. it, right? That is not what God gives us to this world as message. Gospel and the truth of God stands for eternity. Amen. There is no change in it and nobody can change it. So Elijah was not afraid. He went to the king and he told him, and then the drought came and they started having the famine and the problems, the people starving and having deaths and all kinds of problems. Then after 3.5 years, God told him that there will be rain again. So Elijah actually was hiding because the king got angry at him and his wife got angry at him because of the message that he brought, and there was famine in the land. But God decided to bring rain back again because of the suffering of the people. And after 3.5 years, Elijah prayed and there was rain. And when before the rain came, there was a big, big event happened. If you read that instance there, he challenged the gods of Jezebel, the idol worshippers, to pray for rain. And he challenged them, all of your prophets can gather together and have a sacrifice in a public place. And I will also have a sacrifice in that public place. And you will sacrifice to your gods and you pray for to your gods and see if they can bring rain. So Ahab took on it. And then he gathered 450 prophets of Baal that they were worshipping, idols, idol worshipping prophets. And then another god they worship is Asherah, right? Then another 400 prophets of that god. So we have 850 prophets of these Gentile gods gathered together, have a big place, they arrange for a sacrifice and start shouting and praying and doing all kinds of stuff. In those days, we read there that they started wounding on their bodies. So they started bleeding. So that the gods will be pleased with their own body sacrifice that they are doing in addition to the animal sacrifice. But nobody heard them. And there was no rain. They could not do anything. Then Elijah challenged them. You know, and then he mocked at them and said, "You have been praying day and night. How many days have you been praying? And nobody is answering. Is there a God? Is there, you have 450 people gathered together and praying, and there's no God answering for you. So where is your God?" And then he challenged them, "I am going to pray to my living God with a sacrifice that if he answers, he will bring fire from heaven and burn my offering." And then he prepared the sacrifice. And he prayed to God. And then, and all that very dramatic things that happened there, he actually asked people to drench the whole sacrifice area with water. Several gallons of water they poured on it. But even in the midst of that water flooded sacrifice table, God sent his fire and burned up the offering. And proved that God is an almighty God. And he is going to act for his children and answer the children of his prayers at the right time. And on that very day, Elijah, one man with the power of God and with the power of the people behind him, he killed all of those idol worshipping prophets. All 850 of them, I don't know more, maybe at that time. And he killed all of them. And wanted to restore the worship of God, living God in the country. But guess who was not pleased? The palace was not pleased. The king was kind of afraid because he knew there was something wrong here. Because he was a Jew and he was an Hebrew, and he knew what kind of situation that can come in when you go against the will of God. But his wife was more powerful by that time anyway. So she got really mad and angry at Ahab and also at the prophet Elijah that she decided to kill him. So she sent a message to Elijah saying that, "I am going to kill you by tomorrow. In the scripture we read in certain versions that Elijah was afraid and ran for his life. That's what certain versions read. But the King James version reads, "Hearing this, Elijah ran to a different place." It doesn't say fearing this message. Because knowing Elijah, his boldness and his strength that he faced up the king several times, knowing him, that I would not consider that he would be a coward to run like that, fearing for his life. But the King James Version is closer to the original translation that says that hearing this message, he went to another place. And he went to another place for a couple of reasons. To me, if you read it closely, that he was a little discouraged. Even with all the works and the miracles that happened in this situation, nothing seemed to change. He got weak and tired and kind of a little frustrated and disappointed. And then he ran to another place to find some rest. He found a broom tree, and under the shade he sat down and he started calling to God and said, "God, you gave me this mission to do this work. Now everybody's against me and they are going to take my life. So what is the purpose of this mission anyway? Why did you call me anyway?" So that's the way I look at it. I don't think he was afraid for his life, because if he was afraid, he could have gone to Judah, the next kingdom, where they were worshipping the living God. So he could have run there, but he didn't do that. He was going to take a break in this solitude, and he wanted some time to himself. And then, surprisingly, God answers with an unexpected answer. He was under that broom tree, frustrated, disappointed, and tired, because people did not change, situations did not change, and he did not know what the mission is all about. He didn't see a good future in front of him. Many times, many of us have gone through that. Have you ever felt being burned out? I don't know anybody here have never gone through a burnout at some point in your life.
Amen.
In your work, at your home, in your families, you try and try and try to do so many different things. And then you get burned out. And in fact, pastors know that more than anybody else. Right?
Amen.
You preach and preach and preach and nothing seems to change. Or it may go in the other direction sometimes. You get so frustrated and disappointed.
Yes, yes, yes.
And then ask God, what is the purpose of all of this? You want me to do? Nothing seems to change. That's what probably Elijah was at. But in the midst of disappointment and frustration, God gives us unexpected answers. God did not scold him, or God did not punish him, or God did not get angry with him. He gave him a good sleep. We read that. In the midst of that tiredness and weakness under that broom tree, when he didn't see a brighter future, God gave him a good sleep. And in the middle of that sleep, there's an angel who appeared and shook him up and said, get up and eat. Get up and eat. God's people have a great news when we are tired and weak. God's message to us is, go and take some rest. There will be an angel there waiting for you with bread and water to refresh you. That is what we need many times in our lives.
Amen.
Rather than running in circles and circles and get tired more and more, go and find a place where you can talk with God and throw out or give out all your frustrations to him. God is the only one who will listen to your frustrations. Who else will listen to you? Your wife will only listen to you only so long. Like we saw about Job. The wife finally told him, you know, go curse God and die. That's what probably our dear ones would say. You have your God. You know, why do you come to me? Our children, our brothers and sisters, they all have a limit.
Amen.
They all have a limit. And we all have experienced it. If you have not, you will. That is the reality of life. But God is always there to listen to our frustrations, our failures, and our disappointments. And we can pour out everything to him. And he is so merciful that he will take all of that and still provide you with bread and water, because he knows that you need more nourishment in your body and in your soul and in your spirit.
Amen.
He understands our situation. So that here Elijah was refreshed by the presence of God under that broom tree. And then he woke him up and gave him not only bread and water, but gave him more power in his spirit. And he said, you want to go back the same way that you came from. I want you to go the same way that you came from to this place. And then he asked him to go and spend some time in a cave. Nearby he found a cave and he spent some time there. And then God appeared to him in a small whisper. That we read there. Many times when we find ourselves looking for God to answer, there was a big storm that came through and Elijah thought that God was going to be in that storm. Mm-hmm. And he was not there. Then there was a big fire and there was no message in that fire. But finally there was a very soft whisper that came to him. And if only you could listen to that whisper. Many times we look for miraculous things happening around us, powerful things, thinking that that is God. But God talks to us in the whisper of our quietness. He talks to our souls, a heart-to-heart conversation between us and God. When we get frustrated and tired and disappointed, God will come, not only with his angels to refresh us, but also talk to us through a whisper. In quietness and in our solitude. God still provides rest to refresh us and renew our passion for trusting and obeying God. He can renew our strength in unexpected ways. Not only once, but twice, not only twice, but as long as God thinks that we need it. And Lord appears to Elijah in the whisper of the wind, and the word of the Lord came to him. What are you doing here, Elijah? Anyway, what are you doing here? Are you here because you don't want to take up the mission? Or are you here because you want me to guide you in the next step? And Elijah opened his eyes. And then he took up the mission. And God told him to go back the same way that he came from. And on his way, He anointed two kings. To anoint a king is a big thing. In two kingdoms he went through. He anointed two kings, and also he anointed his follower, Prophet Elisha, that you can read afterwards.
Amen.
And that is the greatest mission that happened after this depression that Elijah went through. We all have times like that when we go through. But there is a God who will use our depressing times and our frustrated times to use it and take away all the hurdles and the problems from us and give us the power to do the things that we need to do. There were times in my life, as I shared before, that many of you may have taken too much and found ourselves physically and mentally and emotionally drained. Sometimes we think that we don't know what to do with all of these things that we have to do. But God will ask us to go to a solitary place and then spend your time there that He can talk to you. We need help from God, and God can help us to go and go back the way that God wants us to go back. The story of the prophet Elijah is about a prophet who was powerful at the same time as human as we are. He went through the weakness and the tiredness and the frustration that we all go through. But in the midst of that, there is a God who will strengthen us when we obey and listen to God's voice. We listen intentionally to God by turning from our distractions to meet Him through the scripture reading and also in prayer. God is not distant to any one of us. He is close as a breath, and He will find us wherever we are and give us the things that we need to do. He longs for us to make time for Him so He can be the priority of our daily lives and then for eternity. May God bless us with these words so that we can be humble before God, so God can do powerful things for us in the days to come. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
The closing hymn is hymn number 382. Please turn to the hymnal. Verses 1, 2, and 3, Have Thine Own Way, Lord. If you are able, please stand. People of God, God knows our frustrations, God knows our disappointments more than anyone in this world. Let us pour out our hearts and our burdens to Him, and He will answer our prayers and use each of us according to His power and His will for the glory of His name. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.